This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Baruch Habayim. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning the end of Siman Yud Gimel. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav. Let's review what the Mechaber and the Rama said. The Mechaber said that if you realized on Shabbos, when you're in a Rishus Rabban, a Carmelist, that your talis is pasul, do not take it off you until you get home. You don't have to take it off because of Kavod HaBriyos. Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha D'Rabbanan. The Rama said, even the talis katan that's under your garments, you don't have to remove. Even though once it's off, nobody's going to see you uncovered. Still, the removal is a lack of kavod habriyos. You don't have to take it off. The Rama even said the same din would apply if one of the strings of the tzitzis snapped and you're embarrassed to sit that way without a talis. You're allowed to put it on l'chadchila, als kavod habriyos. Which is an amazing chiddush. You could actively put on the talis because of kavod habriyos. Again, you're not actively doing an avera. You're actively putting yourself in a situation where you're passively not fulfilling an asay. And then the Rama said, "V'davka b'Shabbos aser lasos tzitzis." This is only Shabbos where you can't make tzitzis. Ava b'chol kahaygavna aser. But in the week, under these circumstances, it's prohibited. So we have to see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tezvav. V'davka b'Shabbos. Peirosh. Lafisha b'Shabbos, lesa rak isser rabbanan kanal. Because on Shabbos, you're only dealing with an isser d'rabbanan. Because since you're not commanded to put on tzitzis, because you can't tie it, so the bittul asay is your command to put on the tzitzis, but you can't put them on. So on Shabbos, it becomes an isser d'rabbanan. The Dirshu brings down a fabulous question of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim wants to know, why can't you tie the tzitzis on Shabbos? Oh, you can't make a knot. So tie it, amanas, to untie it, matzah Shabbos. That's only Yisr Drabanon. But makoy mitzvah loy gazru. Ask the Prima Gadim, why can't you tie tzitzis on Shabbos? Tie them and have in mind that you're going to untie them after. So the Prima Gadim says, any knot that it's a derech to leave that way sometimes, you're not a tie midairaisa. The Bir Halacha says that a kesher, that it's a derech to make it bikfius, we don't follow the das of the tire, and it would be asa midairaisa. Okay, interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Aval b'chol shu oivar al isser tar, but during the week where you're violating a dairaisa, b'chol shah, dukum va'asei boi tzitzis, the isser tarah of get up and make tzitzis, the isser tarah, afil rak isser d'shev al tase kazeh, a biblical isser, even if it's passive, where you're just refraining from not doing the mitzvah, shu moinei asatmi mitzvah, that will not be pushed off from kavod habriyos. Imloy b'gnai gadol, unless, as we saw yesterday, if it's a gnai gadol, then a yisr d'oraisa b'shev al tasa will be pushed off. Therefore, v'lachin asr lilboy shataz gadol kisharoy she'im boy tzitzis. It is prohibited to wear a talis gadol when you see that there are no tzitzis on it. Delay she b'li talis, to sit around without a talis, svir le rama du rak b'chlal g'nai katan. That's only considered a g'nai katan. By the way, we saw yesterday that a talis katan, to take off a talis katan, is a g'nai gadol. That would be permitted to keep it on even during the week if you're barabim. Let's say you're going in the Rishus HaRabim with the Talis Gadol, that one of the strings snapped. You have to remove it immediately. Because in our times, taking off the Talis Gadol in the marketplace is a small Ganai. Amnam in Beveis HaKnesses Noidaloi Achas Shukvar Lavosh Ba'atalis Sha'achas Mitzios Absuam. But if in the shul, after you're already wearing the talis, you realize that one of your tzitzis are pasul. Harbe min achreinim mekilin. Many achreinim are mekel. De'ein tzarch lepashta takeuf. That you don't have to take it away, take it off right away. Why? But this is an Isser Dairaisa. And if it's Isser Dairaisa, Kavod Abrius doesn't push off an Isser Dairaisa. Ah, the Svirlu, the Kivin Shu Barabim, they hold since it's public, Bebeis HaKnesses, Hapshita Hu Genai B'Yoyser, the removal is very embarrassing. Rak Yemahir Lelech Lebeisa, you should hasten to your house, or Lebeis, Shalv Nebez Nezir Shetenu Sham. So, in other words, even though they hold, since it's very embarrassing, you don't have to take it off immediately, but you should not wear it the whole davening, but step outside as quickly as you can and go somewhere you can take it off as soon as possible. V'chayadim machmir b'zeh, chayadim is machmir. Usvirulei, the chayadim holds, the hapshitas, taos gadol, hurak gnai katan. Taking off a taos katan, taos gadol is a small gnai. De'belav achi derech mreyan lipshoy, tamina taos beznas. Everyone's taking off the talus all the time. The guy who goes down for the kiddush, he's makbid to wear the talus. He also takes off the. When I say kiddush, I mean for inyanei kiddusha, not for an actual kiddush. But he's taking it off. Achar kach matzos b'prima gadam b'psichas b'psichal hilchas tzitzis shesarver gamken chay adam. Afterwards, I found that the prima gadam in hilchas tzitzis also holds like the chay adam. Al kain, therefore, the right thing to do is to do what the Arts of Chaim writes. Sheyafki renu. Be mafkir your talis. You hear this? Be mafkir your talis. Why? The us potter milasis by tzitzis. A hefker talis. You're potter for making tzitzis. You're putting tzitzis. And then uchshagia lebeisa yachselis goes by. And then when you get home, be zoichen in again. Now, where did this eitzah come from? All of a sudden, like in the bottom of the ninth inning, we have, by the way, if you're stuck in a situation where your tzitzis are puzzle and you want to, it's embarrassing to wear it because it's gnai gadol, so then just be mafker it. So simply you could say, until now we're dealing with Gnai Katan. So Gnai Katan, maybe don't do this Eitzah. But here, this is the first time where there's a Shaila, maybe taking off a Talis Gadol publicly is a Gnai Gadol. The Prima Gadim says, though, that Dershu quotes, that we don't always say, every time there's an issue of Kavod Abrios, be Mafgarit, because Chazal were not Mechayiv you to be Mafgar your garment, because then somebody could come along and take it. Very interesting. I mean, is this an Eitzah every single time you have a Shaila? Saying what? Every time you have an issue of Kavod HaBriyos by Tzitzis, why don't we just say, be mafker it? So it seems like the Prima Gadim is saying, well, We don't want to take the chance. It's only over here where we have this machloikas, and there might be tzadis. It's gnai gadol. Okay, so that's going to be today's Mishnah Berurah. Now we're going to do tomorrow's. If you want to stick around, then we'll do tomorrow's.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.